Just about every veteran pitcher has a nemesis, a guy he just can't seem to get out. For me, it was Matty Alou. The first thing you do in this situation is change your strategy. When that doesn't work, you may dust the hitter off just to change his thinking. Another more subtle way of changing the psychology of the situation, right after this. Back in the late 50s, Bertie Tebbets was managing the Milwaukee Braves. The Braves were in Los Angeles to play the Dodgers at the Coliseum. Bob Purkey was scheduled to pitch, and before the game, he told Tebbets that he couldn't get Jim Gilliam out.
"Bertie, I can't get this guy out. There isn't anything in the world I can do to get him out." He said, "I try to hit him in the feet, I knock him down, I do everything, and all he does is get up and get a line drive."
Tebbets reflected on a strategy he had learned from Mickey Cochran early in his career as a catcher. The tactic was to confuse the hitter by telling him what was coming. So Tebbets told his catcher, Ed Bailey, to ask Gilliam what pitch he would like to hit. When Bailey did this, Gilliam stepped out and looked at Tebbets. Bertie nodded, and when Gilliam looked out at Purkey, the Braves pitcher was grinning. What did Gilliam do?
"He said, give me a fastball," and he gave him a fastball, and he popped it up. Four times with Wills on base and people on base and Gilliam up, we told Gilliam what was coming. And boom, it was a pop-up, a weak ground ball, a half swing, and it worked.
During his playing career, Tebbets used the ploy on perhaps the best hitter of all time, Ted Williams.
"Cal Hubbard was the umpire, and I told Ted what was coming, and he just took a half hitch. He didn't believe me."
The third time Williams came up, he told Hubbard that Tebbets was trying to throw the game. "He may be," said the arbiter, "but he's doing a pretty good job on you." But Tebbets recalls one instance when the trick backfired.
"Then he stepped back and he looked at the catcher and he looked at the pitcher and then he looked in at me and we all laughed and we threw him what we told him and he popped it up. And then we did it again, and we got him out."
The third time, the catcher called for a fastball.
"And he threw him a curve. That was the last time he ever got him out."
The lesson is clear. If you tell the hitter what's coming, he won't believe you. The truth can be a very confusing thing.